I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on the new animated feature Ron's Gone Wrong, a much better film version of the sci-fi epic Dune, and Wes Anderson's latest comedy, The French Dispatch. Our first movie is the animated feature Ron's Gone Wrong, which takes place in a future when social media comes in the form of walking and talking androids known as BeeBots, and while it begs comparison with the Mitchells vs. the Machines and WALL-E, it still has a lot of laughs and charm. The story involves a lonely boy named Barney who is finally given a BeeBot for his birthday, but apparently it's defective, and so the boy struggles to make sure that they connect well. Jack Dylan Grazer voices Barney, while Zach Galifianakis is his new BeeBot named Ron. I liked Ron's Gone Wrong for its likable connection between the two characters, with how the boy teaches the android how to follow his rules and how he misinterprets them for the right reasons, and Grazer and Galifianakis are both charming and comical. While I was laughing at the BeeBot's silly and specific behavior, I was also moved by how nice it was towards them and how it conveys that social media is meant to bring friends closer together instead of just being made for commercial profit. It's not an animated masterpiece because it lacks some powerful aspects, but it still has something for both kids and adults. 3 stars. Our next movie is the new film version of the graphic novel Dune. The 1984 version, directed by David Lynch, was a boring and forgettable piece of crapola, whereas the new version, directed by Denis Villeneuve, is a masterpiece that presents part one of the book. In it, Zendaya becomes the apple of Timothée Chalamet's eyes. He's Paul Atreides, the royal heir to House Atreides, who is threatened with death while she is from another planet. He dreams about her, but do they present his romance or his dark fate? The movie's all-star cast also includes Oscar Isaac and Rebecca Ferguson as Paul's parents, Jason Momoa as a wise sword master, Josh Brolin as a weapons master, Stellan Skarsgård as the villain, Dave Bautista as his violent nephew, and Javier Bardem as the leader of a sand people tribe known as Freemen. Zendaya is from that tribe. Dune is filled with one dazzling image after another and presents the book's ideas in a fearless sense by Villeneuve, who was able to take the sci-fi genre to new heights in Blade Runner 2049. The story is complex, and it shows that you need the right filmmaker to tell a graphic novel like this. This is one of the year's best films, and I hope we get to see the second part of it. 4 stars. And our last movie is Wes Anderson's latest entry, The French Dispatch, which tells the story about an American magazine written and published in a fictional French city with Bill Murray as the head editor. It contains 3 stories. The first features Benicio del Toro as a murderous artist and Adrien Brody as the man who wants to buy his work. The next has Frances McDormand as a journalist and Timothée Chalamet as a student revolutionary. And the last stars Jeffrey Wright as a food journalist invited to dinner by the police commissioner whose son was just kidnapped. The French Dispatch lacks the poignant nature of Anderson's last 3 films, because the centerpiece lags a bit, but most of the movie is balanced by his quirky and unique taste in humor and art, and it also serves as a love letter to journalism with how these stories are written and presented. Most of the cast members are delightful, and the art direction is beyond fascinating. It's not perfect, but it does provide enough entertainment value and comedy for fans. 3 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.